bonjour, I'm Sam.
I'm Mandy.
And this is our podcast.
Fiction After Lunch.
Yay!
Yay! So what are we doing in this podcast?
Yes, what are you doing, Mindy?
Yeah, what am I doing? So in this podcast, I will read, in the first season, I will read a fanfiction that I wrote when I was 13 years old. And this fanfiction is about, like, Invader Zim! So I think no one knows about Invader Zim. Like, there are not so many people who watch this series because it was, like, scheduled in TV at around midnight or something. Because it was not a children series.
Wait a second. You were allowed to watch TV at midnight when you were 13.
I was not allowed. But I did. And yeah, then I was motivated to write my own fanfiction. So for the people who don't know Invader Zim, like, the basic idea is there's an alien which came to Earth and he wants to conquer the Earth and destroy the humans. So yeah, this is the basic idea of Invader Zim. And he has a robot which name is Gear, and he has one human enemy of him is called Dip. And he wants to show the humans that Zim is an evil alien that wants to destroy the world and everything. But no one is believing him, so the whole series is about mainly about these two persons who are trying to almost kill each other at some point. Yeah.
You should also know that I didn't watch the series, and you don't have to either. Because... Yeah.
Because the story itself has nothing to do, like, with the series. There's only the character Zim and Gear and Dip and maybe some other characters appearing. But it's not only about Invader Zim, because I also included some characters which I really liked from different kind of cartoon series.
And you also have a lot of original characters, which I really like, and you wrote beautiful descriptions of them.
Yeah, I really liked to write, like, very detailed description of how people look like. So you will see in the first episode. And yeah, so this is an almost original work. I have a lot of own characters. I used some cartoon characters that I know and really like. So yeah, you will see. And what the fanfiction name is Zim's Evil Side. And yeah, now you can wonder what will it be around. So in my description that I wrote online where I published this fanfiction, I wrote the description that Mandy, which is me, the Mandy in the story, which was also 13 years old at this point, was helping Zim to destroy the humans, I think. Like, Zim somehow rescued her in her childhood or something, and then she was, like, really grateful, and now she was like, oh, okay, I will help you, Zim, because I also hate humans, and...
Like 13-year-olds do.
Yeah, like a normal 13-year-old, you know, like, the, you come into puberty, and you become a teenager, and you're like, oh, I hate all people.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, so, you know, this is normal. And yeah, so this is the basic idea of this fanfiction, and we will read this. But this fanfiction has only, I think, 13 chapters. I'm not exactly sure. But it has not so many chapters, so it will be over after 13 chapters, because we will read one chapter every episode. And the story itself is not finished. So it will be an open end, and we decided afterwards to write our own story. Like, to continue the story that I already wrote, which is very horrible, by the way. And yeah, because we both like writing and writing fanfiction, and we just thought, okay, why not continue the story or end the story? This is our plan for the first season, and we also plan for a second season to read some original works from Sam that she wrote when she was how old?
Oh, I have to look it up, I don't know.
Okay, so younger than she is now.
Yes, a lot definitely younger.
Okay.
Also younger than 16. We will look at some original work. Because when I was your age, I was writing original works, not fanfiction. My first fanfiction I wrote when I was 16.
Then we will have some original works, which you can be very...
excited for.
Excited for. I like this word.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we are both Germans. What you maybe already heard from our bad English, especially mine bad English. Like, sometimes...
Mine bad English.
I did this on purpose.
Of course, of course.
Of course. Yeah, you know, all of the grammar mistakes that I do are all on purpose.
Yeah.
And I always forget how to pronounce stuff, and I always forget vocabulary on purpose.
Yes.
I don't forget them because I don't know.
It's for the meme.
It's for the meme. Yeah, the meme on the podcast. Yeah, so this is a basic idea.
Yes, also disclaimer, we are making no money out of this because...
We cannot make money out of this.
Also that, and because we don't own Invader Zim, we just have a bit fun with it.
Oh, I like how it sounds. Let's have some fun with Zim. Okay, so I think we said everything, or do you have anything that you want to tell our listeners?
I wanted to ask, because I didn't know before, I had to Google it. What does Zim look like?
So, because Zim is an alien, like the appearance that he had is he had wet eyes.
Red eyes.
Wet eyes. And he has green skin.
Mm-hmm.
Where the people on Earth always think like, oh yeah, this is just a skin disease. This is normal. And it's really obvious that it's not normal, but yeah. And in his alien... style, not disguise. He has also two, how can you say,
antennas?
Antennas on his head?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are for. They're really ears or something, because there was one comment of the creator of Invader Zim that said that Zim can breathe through his eyes.
Breathe
through his eyes, which was really interesting. So I don't know what the antennas are for. Maybe it's like similar, the thing that cats have. Like the furry...
Whiskers.
So, just to, I don't know, which give him some more of, like, sensuality.
This definitely is E-rated.
Oh, I already get, like, what the continuity of the story will be. What we are going
continuation.
To...
Continuation. Yeah. what does he wear?
Black boots, I know. And he has normally this weird, how can you say, it's not even a t-shirt, it's more looks like a dress, like a wet dress with some lines on it. And he has like black gloves on his hands and he has like black leggings, something like this. So it looks really weird actually, like for normal fashion style.
Nice,
yeah. Zim is weird. And he doesn't have ears like Germans do, and he doesn't have a nose.
Like Germans do.
Only Germans have ears, and everyone else is like, I don't know, some holes in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm very tired, I don't know. So this is a good point where we made some teaser for our episode. So I think this will be like episode 0.
Yes, this is episode 0.
I know, the prologue is episode 0.
No, let's say this is episode 0, then prologue, then episode 1.
Okay.
Yeah, you can look forward to us trying to calculate which age Mindy was when she wrote this.
Yeah. If you're interested in some crappy English, in some two Germans who do some English mistakes on purpose and Totally on purpose. And do some weird stuff and a lot of laughing, I think, because we laugh about everything and we criticize also everything at some point.
Yes, and we also... talk about our lunch, which is an important aspect of this whole podcast.
Actually, our name has like 3 words. Yeah. We talked about the fiction now, and we also need to include that we are doing this podcast every time after lunch. So we also talk a little bit about what we had for lunch. Maybe we cooked ourselves. Maybe if we have cooked something good, maybe we also give you recipes. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I upload it on the Instagram.
Yeah, because...
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, because, you know, we also have social media, I hope, until this point.
Yes, I'm working on it. We now have decided on an icon, which is the first step.
Yeah, we have an icon. Yeah. And we have the first 2 episodes recorded already, so you will see them, you will listen them, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else should we include?
I don't know. Do you want to include how we started to read the stories?
Like, first of all, it was an idea from another podcast also, you can say.
Yes.
Because we both are really big fans of this podcast, which is called My First Fanfiction by Elle. And we are really, really big fans of her podcast. Actually, I listened to her podcast, all of the 80 episodes, in 2 weeks. Like, I was listening 2 hours every day, I think, or more. Like, I was obsessed.
Yes, I was obsessed first, and then I told you to listen to it. Yeah. I just want to stress it. I was the first fan.
Yeah, Sam was the first fan, and then she made me a fan too. Yeah. So, and then, like, this was also when I listened to the podcast of Elle. We both also decided to read one old fan fiction that I wrote. Mm-hmm. And we normally went to the, like, cafeteria and library to study together, like, during the time when Corona was not so bad yet.
Yes.
Because library is now closed.
Yes, we were able to social distance while learning in the library, but now they closed the libraries and it's too cold to sit in the botanical garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wanted to do the recording of everything in the botanical garden to have, like, the background sounds, maybe?
Yes, one time it was really funny. There was an ambulance.
Like, there was a scene in the story where an ambulance should come. And a real ambulance was in the background while we were reading this, so this was really cool.
Yeah, this would have been perfect, but sadly, we didn't record it, and then we came to the idea we could record a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, the process of thinking about doing our own podcast was like maybe 1 month or something.
I was thinking about it earlier.
Okay, I think she was already thinking about it while reading the first chapter of my fanfiction.
Yes, I was.
Like, we need to do our podcast. And I was like, no, maybe not. Or maybe, I don't know. And then she finally motivated me. So, yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are. So it's Sam's fault, not mine, that we are sitting here.
Everything my fault.
Everything Sam's fault. But maybe it's a good fault, who knows?
Well, I hope it is.
Yeah, for me it makes a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's also fun to me. I'm having fun.
Okay, she says this while sitting in my room, in my apartment.
I'm eating
stuff that I cooked. No, we cooked together.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting on the floor and my legs have fallen asleep and everything hurts.
Yeah, my apartment is really small, so I have a table on the ground. And we are sitting at this table, so yeah. But this is enough information about my apartment, I think.
Yes, and we are both recording this with our phones.
Yeah, the recording. You know, you have a recording app on your phone. You should use it. It's really good, actually. Like, the sound quality is surprisingly very good. Okay, so I think this was everything that we wanted to tell you as a teaser for our podcast.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We will upload some episodes in some time.
Someday we will upload another episode.
Yeah, so someday after this teaser that you already listened to maybe a few times, because you like our voices so much.
Yes, we have good voices.
We have good voices. Yay! Oh no, this is like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Yay! And yeah, so someday we will upload the real podcast, so stay tuned. And see you
next time.
See you next time. Or listen to you next time.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye. Like, this is not an awkward bye.
Not awkward at all.
Not awkward at all. Okay. So, yeah.
I'm still talking.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.